The resistance in Gaza grows stronger. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. American media reports reveal significant Israeli disappointment with the outcomes of the war on Gaza. The resistance no longer relies on supply lines to acquire heavy missiles, the only weapon it previously imported or sourced in parts. Today, it manufactures all it needs, from anti-armor shells to explosives and facilities that remain operational despite the intensity of the war. These facilities are producing more than enough for a conflict that could extend for years. According to these reports, the resistance successfully restructured its formations to align with the new territorial divisions imposed by the occupation forces, splitting Gaza into northern, central, and southern sectors. It also adapted its use of interconnected and standalone tunnel networks, tailoring them to combat needs and ensuring the usability of remaining tunnels. Moreover, the resistance reorganized its units into decentralized small groups with general objectives, which they transform into actionable plans based on field dynamics. The most striking revelation highlighted by European and American reports and echoed in Israeli media is that the resistance has managed to recruit twice the number of fighters it lost, including commanders and soldiers. These new recruits have been integrated into the existing combat structures and stages, blending seamlessly with seasoned fighters. The report notes that over 200,000 Palestinian youths are eager to join the resistance, driven by the knowledge that death looms over them regardless of whether they fight. With no jobs, homes, or basic necessities like food and medicine, many see the resistance as their only option. However, the resistance has so far absorbed only about 30,000 fighters, with daily recruitments continuing. According to these reports, the resistance is capable of sustaining the war for years. The question posed by Western analysis is this: how long will Israel cling to the illusion that the resistance will eventually be forced into negotiating concessions due to an inability to endure further? In reality, the resistance is waiting for the moment when the occupation forces reach their breaking point, a moment drawing closer each day as the Israeli army's command readiness erodes and morale dwindles both within the military and among the public, where only a few still believe that there's a cause worth prolonging the war.